On SUNY Distinguished Professor Week, goats and spiders can help make things lighter. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Lisa Moore, SUNY Distinguished Professor of Sociology and Gender Studies at SUNY Purchase, looks for a more sustainable source of silk.
My work explores the creation of the spider goat and the social and cultural consequences of this transgenic species invention. In the spider goat lab, there's a sense of urgency about creating an affordable and marketable product that can be mass-produced. This new species was fabricated to specifically labor for potential economic value, not yet realized. I explore what happens to animals when they present a potential to accumulate capital, economic or cultural, and when they're turned into workers. Engineered in the 1990s, the goats were part of a project to produce new fabrics, both strong and flexible, through the introduction of golden orb weaver spider DNA into the goat's genome. Spider silk protein forms the material that spiders use to build their webs. The mechanical properties of spider silk are essential for the life of the spider, and the spider silk is highly promising material for use in the fields of defense and biomedicine, including manufacturing parachute cords, tire linings, and high-performance sportswear. The ubiquitous claim is that spider silk is stronger than Kevlar, and that the new lightweight, ultra-strong fabric could protect soldiers and police from shrapnel and bullets. Researchers also hope the spider silk will revolutionize medicine, with biocompatible products including medical adhesives, prosthetics, and sutures. Although spider silk holds great promise, natural silk is difficult and impractical to harvest because spiders are territorial and cannibalistic. Goats were then engineered to become a living factory, producing grams of spider silk protein. Observing and studying spider goats reveals the myriad ways the invention, production, and proliferation of transgenic species are actively changing the shape and scope of biomedicine, animal labor, and humans' desire to innovate and profit.
That was Lisa Moore of SUNY Purchase. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.